Rachel Blackburn is the acting executive director of the Iris and B. Gerald Cantor Foundation, the organization that's sponsoring the traveling exhibition at Brigham Young. Blackburn says university officials discussed excluding the four works from the exhibition for 2 months, but the foundation staff only heard about the decision last Friday.
We were very surprised. We have three traveling exhibitions, all of work by Rodin, all over the country, and this is the first time any kind of censorship issues have come up. So we were taken aback.
Did your foundation consider not allowing the exhibition to open there as a result?
No, it didn't seem to us to be the right reaction. It seemed a little extreme. I mean, of course, we do wish the exhibition was being presented in its entirety, but we're not interested, as I said, in criticizing them.
What do you think will be missed by the people who come and see the exhibition at Brigham Young? What is it that they won't take away with them as a result of this action by Brigham Young?
Well, these are four major pieces in the show, and the show consists of 60 sculptures. A lot of them are very small, small hands, just hands themselves. So it will be a smaller exhibition. The four pieces that were pulled are figurative, and they contain hands which Rodin modeled to extend the meaning of the sculpture. And I think each one of them bring very individual, or they make the point in four individual ways of the way that Rodin was interested in showing expression through the hand. So it's just unfortunate that the show won't have quite the same depth that it's had in other presentations.
Rachel Blackburn is the acting director of the Iris and B. Gerald Cantor Foundation.